Danny Case with you here on this Back to Work Monday morning. Hope you're doing well. Got a couple of special guests in the studio with me right now. Jordan Butler, Associate Attorney from Spiros Law, and Carrie Sutherland, the Marketing Director. Welcome to the show, guys.
Hello. Thanks for having us.
Glad to have you here. Now, we're here to talk about some winter weather conditions. It's kind of scary driving out in this stuff sometimes. What are some of the common road hazards people should be aware of while driving in winter weather?
Well, especially in the winter, I think that everybody needs to be cognizant about ice on the roads, you know, and especially black ice. Four-wheel drive's great, but everybody slides the same when it comes to ice. So just be careful for that and slick roads. Another thing people don't think about sometimes that we get downstate is impaired vision due to snow or fog that can come, in, especially in the early morning commutes. So just be careful out there and be cognizant of those conditions.
Definitely. On my way into work, a lot of times it's foggy and people just don't seem to want to turn their headlights on, can't see them. And the roads can seem like they're dry, but then here you hit them patches. So, and coming down 57 a lot here, people don't want to slow down. They act like it's summer weather. You know, just slow
Absolutely.
It down. So what are some, slowing down is one of the things, but what are some other precautions that people can take to remain safe?
Yeah, absolutely. Like you said, you know, it seems like people have a difficult time slowing down in these conditions, and that's one of the most important things to do. But otherwise, just don't follow the person in front of you too closely. I mean, give everybody the same respect that you would want for somebody following you. Give them some room, accommodate for the potential that you're going to need some more time to brake, and just be a courteous driver. Also, when you're aware that the conditions might potentially be slick or unfavorable, just drive defensively and just pay attention to all the cars around you and not just the ones in front of you, behind you, but maybe in the other lanes beside you.
Mm-hmm. And me, I'm one of those people that runs to the last minute. I'm trying to leave a little bit earlier. Leave a little bit earlier. That way you're not tempted to ride somebody's bumper.
Absolutely.
So if you're involved in an accident, what should you do?
Well, so, I mean, the first thing, if you're capable, pull the car over to the side of the road so that you can get out of other vehicles' way. And once you do that, if you're able, call the police. I mean, that's one of the most important things to do. And a lot of the time when these events happen, you know, people have adrenaline rushing through their blood. And if you can, remember to take pictures. You know, I know that it can be traumatic, but it's very important to document the situation if you're able to. And if not, I mean, that's a good thing about calling the police. They'll generate a report and it'll make sure that everything's appropriately documented.
So you've had the accident, you've called the police, you've done all that stuff. What are the benefits of maybe hiring an attorney after an accident?
Yeah, so a lot of the people that come through our door are experiencing some of the most traumatic, you know, experiences of their life, and they've gone through a significant injury. But at the same time, they shouldn't have to be dealing with an insurance company who's treating them unfairly, or they're having to navigate you know, the insurance business, and they're just not familiar with it. So when they come to our office and hire us, you know, the big thing is we take all of that off of their chest. We let them focus on purely just getting better, going to the doctor, seeking the medical treatment they need, and then we handle the insurance company. And I think another good aspect of hiring an attorney after an accident is you've got another advocate on your side besides just yourself to talk to the insurance company too. A lot of the times this process can feel isolating and you're just dealing one-on-one with the insurance company. But if you come to an expert who deals with these people every day, you're going to have a friend who believes in you, who's compassionate for you, and who's going to fight for you and just let you get back to where you were before the accident happened.
Now, should folks contact you only in case of an injury or just accident in general?
Yeah, so we practice broad aspects of personal injury law as well as workers' compensation law. So if you get injured in an accident or a workplace type of injury, we also handle medical malpractice claims, nursing home negligence and abuse. Any really kind of, it runs the gambit of personal injury. So if you feel like you've been hurt or wronged as a result of another person's negligence, then give us a call.
I would say probably the best thing to do is call, ask you some questions, and just see if there's anything. So what is the cost? That's maybe would keep somebody from making the phone call. What does it cost to hire an attorney like yourself?
Sure. And we want to be extremely welcoming to people, and we want to give people access to the courts where they otherwise wouldn't. And so the cost for coming in for a consultation or even pursuing the case is absolutely nothing unless we recover on their behalf. So you come in, it's a free consultation, and we'll discuss your case with you. And I think that's important to do. And then afterwards, if we take on the case, we forward all of the costs and throughout the entire pendency of the case. And we don't ask for any payment unless we're actually able to recover something for the victim.
That's great news. That's great news. So they can let them fight for you. How can somebody contact an attorney at Spiros Law?
Sure. So we've got a couple different ways that somebody can reach out to us. By phone, you can call us at 815-929-9292. If you're more of a techie, you can visit us at spiroslaw.com. We have 24/7 live chat available on that format. And we also have other ways that you can contact us on the website. And then if you just want an in-person kind of consultation, you can stop by any of our locations. We have a location here in Kankakee. It's just off West Court Street. The address is 1230 West Court Street. It's right across from the Monocle's Pizza. And then we also have two other locations downstate. One is in Champaign on the intersection of 4th and University. And the third office is located in Danville, and it's just off North Vermilion.
So you said you've got a 24-hour live chat?
That's correct. So even if it's not business hours, you can hop on our website, and you will be able to discuss with somebody what's going on with your case, and we will promptly follow up with you as soon as we can.
Those things always come in handy.
Absolutely.
That's a great thing to have.
And when your life's turned upside down, it's not necessarily at a 9-to-5.
Anything else you'd want to add while you're here?
No, it's, you know, we love what we do, and we love representing victims. And if you feel like you've been seriously injured or hurt as a result of somebody else and you're needing some help figuring out what's going on, give us a call or come see us.
All right. Jordan Butler, Associate Attorney for Spiros Law. Always a pleasure having you and anybody here from Spiros Law at the radio station.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us.